For the past 2 years, a massive anti-corruption drive has dominated China's political world. That drive reached a climax of sorts today. The country's former security czar was sentenced to life in prison for graft. The trial, though, was held in total secrecy, even though it was the highest-level graft trial since the country came under communist rule decades ago. Only the verdict and sentence were publicly announced today. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
All rise, says a judge at a courthouse in the northern city of Tianjin. Footage from the trial was aired on state television. The judge reads out the verdict against 72-year-old Zhou Yongkang, who used to head China's vast security apparatus until he retired in 2012. Zhou's stony stare and his square jaw haven't changed. But his slick back hair, which apparently used to be dyed jet black, is now totally white. The court finds Zhou guilty of taking more than $20 million in bribes, abusing his office, and leaking state secrets. Defendant Zhou Yongkang, the judge says, do you have anything further to tell the court? Zhou replies that he accepts the court's verdict and will not appeal. He looks down for a second before saying, I recognize that my crimes have damaged the party's cause, he says. Once again, I admit my crimes and I regret them. State media report that the trial was held behind closed doors because it involved classified information which Zhou was convicted of leaking. The lack of openness could confirm suspicions that Zhou's downfall was the result of a political struggle inside the Communist Party and not because of corruption. Zhang Xixian is an expert on politics at the Central Party School in Beijing. He says that Zhou Yongkang's chief offense was that he operated his own political faction, a sort of party within a party.
He had many disciples, cronies, and subordinates, and these became relationships based on personal loyalty. This clearly violates the party's merit-based personnel policies.
By going after Zhou Yongkang, President Xi Jinping has broken a long-standing taboo against prosecuting officials at the apex of power. Xi himself has admitted encountering resistance to his anti-graft campaign. And the higher the officials he goes after, the greater the political risks he may face. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.